Hey, yo, welcome back to the basement yard.
Yeah.
It's the boys.
Boys!
It's our 200th It's our 200th episode.
200.
That's why we got the balloons in the back. Show them the balloons, D. Show them the balloons. Everyone go watch this on YouTube right now. YouTube.com/thebasementyard. We got the 200 balloons in the background. Those shit cost $10 each.
200.
$10 for the two, $10 for both zeros each.
Which costs $40.
That's $30.
Yeah.
Did you fuck that up?
Nah, that's for the camera.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yo, does that have a hole in the back?
Yeah, dude.
These hats?
Yeah, man, for the pony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Rhinestones in the back?
Yeah, I got the glitter.
Pony in the front.
I got the glitter.
You're fresh as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I'm sweating these glasses up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very hot day in New York.
Oh, it's hot. The humidity is just through the roof here. You know, it's amazing.
For our 200th episode, I also got you a little gift and shit.
Oh.
But it's only for you, obviously, because, like, you started the show and shit.
Yeah.
And then you, like, brought me on to be, like, your bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Right? And then, like, I grew out of being your bitch, but, like, I'm still kind of your bitch.
In front of, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which what I'm trying to get to is that you, like, you a good leader and shit. So I got you a book on being a leader.
Minute motivators for leaders?
Yeah. Just go open up to a random place.
Did you bought this when you bought the balloons?
I did. It was just there.
Yeah. Leaders get acquainted with the team. We get acquainted.
Yeah, we're very acquainted. What up?
Mad acquainted.
Mad acquainted.
How are you? I've seen, like, you in your underwear and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Leaders ask directions. Mm. I don't know about that one.
I didn't read the book.
Yeah. I didn't read it. Leaders are goal-driven.
That's true. That's you, for sure.
I got goals.
Hell yeah.
And we're trying to drive towards them.
Yes.
Leaders always involve others.
That's true. I just said that.
I've been involving people. Leaders love people.
That's true.
I love you, dog.
I love you too, fam.
Why are we doing this voice right
now? I don't know.
It's the glasses.
And when I feel so confident.
I don't. I feel scared.
No, I feel like I could do anything.
I honestly feel like I could, you know, I don't know.
I also bought glasses that are like SPF 400.
Yeah, I saw that on the package. It just said like 4,000 UV.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm not going to the sun.
I don't know. I might turn these into a thing.
You're going to wear them?
At least the hat. I'm going to make sure I get front ponies all day.
Oh, you're going to front pony your hats now?
Yeah, I've been thinking about cutting my hair, though.
Doing what with it?
Just cutting it.
Okay.
Just knocking off what I'm doing. Just knocking it off.
Just knock it off.
Just
dude.
Knock it off, you know?
Just knock off what you're doing.
Yeah, just knock it off sometimes. Sometimes you just got to knock it off.
Yeah.
You know?
Shave your head.
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because then, like, a fat guy with, like, a bald head.
You got to be really, like, strong, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I have to be able to lift, like, those Atlas stones.
Yeah, I feel like people would think you're Polish then.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of fat, bald dudes who are strong are Polish.
It's true.
Or like Ukrainian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're definitely from somewhere over there, and they always have chalky hands.
Very chalked hands and like taped knees.
Yeah, yeah. And they always wear wraps in the gym.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. I don't even know what a gym is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. Brother. Been doing the show for a while now.
Yeah.
200 episodes.
Can we talk about when you decided to do the first one ever?
Oh, yeah. Let me take these off.
You can take them off?
I'm just kidding.
You can't take those off, brother.
Dude, take these off?
Hell no. You're shining right now. Party's here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm killing it.
Fucking Snooki.
I don't think so. No, but when did I decide that?
And when was the date of the first one?
It was a Wednesday. I have no idea. The podcast started out of my mom's basement.
Okay.
Much like everything else that has started in my life.
Yeah.
This show is called The Basement Yard because that's what my brothers and sisters and I used to call the basement.
Got it.
Where all this started. Because she wouldn't let us out in the front yard. She's like, oh, I'm cooking dinner or something. Like, you can't go outside because I can't keep an eye on you.
Go play in the yard downstairs.
So we'd be like, can we play in the basement yard? And that was where we started it. So that's why it's called The Basement Yard.
When people ask me that, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, so what does it mean? I'm like, oh, it's like a thing.
Just the name, you know?
You gotta ask Joe.
It's one of those things.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just one of them things.
But yeah, that's what that's called. That's why it's called The Basement Yard, because we used to call it that when we were kids.
Do you remember what you talked about on the first podcast ever?
Yes, I do, and it actually makes sense. It's like, this is the first thing. The first episode ever, you would think I would be like, okay, this is going to be my podcast. I'm just going to do it by myself, do like an intro sort of thing and like blah, blah, blah. Nope.
Yeah.
It was me, Keith, and my buddy Danny. And we talked about this guy from like Mexico who had like a 19-inch cock.
That's coming out of the gates hot.
Oh, yeah. We came out with a 19-inch fucking pecker like immediately out the gate.
I mean, you've matured much since then. Content wise,
I mean, not much.
No, I would say not at all.
I'd talking
say
about cocks for every day, 5 seconds.
I would say you've regressed, but I think, but in a good way.
I think I've stayed the course.
Yeah, yeah. If you anything, the longevity is just amazing.
Yeah, way more dicks have been talked about.
Yeah,
if you want to talk about progression in that way.
When did
I didn't talk about balls on that episode.
That's true.
We talk about balls now.
Shout out to balls.
Shout out to balls.
Yeah, and then when did you like decide that you did you do it every week? Back then?
Yeah, yeah. I knew I was going to do it every week because I originally started doing a podcast. It was called Invasion of Privacy with Kate Wolf.
Okay. And I hear this name of Kate Wolf a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, you used to talk to comedians with her, right?
Well, that's the thing. Yes. That was the first time I was introduced to, like, the podcast world. I didn't really know what it was. Okay. I had met her when I worked at Elite, and we became good friends, like, off the bat. And
you were still tubing, like...
I was tubing, yeah. I was for sure tubing.
You were tubing hard.
I was definitely tubing, and I had a full-time job. And then...
FTJ and a full YT? Man, that's a shitload of shit.
It's a shitload of piss.
No,
yeah.
Lay.
That's a shitload of piss.
That's a shitload of piss.
But yeah, I started, and then she asked me, she's like, hey, do you want to do a podcast together? So we did that.
Okay.
And then I eventually stopped doing that, and like... In between that time, I was doing Basement Yard, though.
Right.
So I started all that shit, like, kind of around the same time.
Okay.
Because I figured if I'm going to buy my own shit, and like, whatever. But, yeah, and then I got an apartment.
Cool.
That I didn't live in.
Okay.
It was in Astoria still. And I...
Why'd you get an apartment and not live in it?
Because I just wanted, like, an office. Like, it was, like, a studio space for me. Because it wasn't like a big
area. Oh,
it was like a two-bedroom, but the second bedroom, you could fit like maybe a bed, and that was all. So I just put like a desk in there to edit, and I'd go there every day to like record podcasts, record videos, and then edit, and then I'd just go home.
You were living there, I think, when I first started talking to you, I think.
Did you come there? No, yes, you did.
I never came there. We FaceTimed once.
No, but you recorded an episode with me. You had to have come there.
No, that was at the, the other one. For
yeah, you're right.
Whatever that full screen.
Right.
That was the first one.
It's called A Fallen Vine Star.
Yeah, man. We've both come a long way.
Yeah.
I mean,
this
not
pony
really.
Is distracting me, I gotta be honest with you.
You don't like it? You
I
want
mean,
me to pull
I love
it back?
It. I mean, yeah, I'm just, you know what it is? Wow, your forehead's glistening, dog.
Like with sweat?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's the rhinestones.
They make you sweat. The
they
stones.
Make you sweat.
The stones
I gotta
make
hide
you sweat.
Them with the pony.
Yeah, it's kinda hot now.
Yeah. I mean, do you
the fuck are we doing?
Do you ever think back to old episodes? Or are you so like caught up in like what's gonna come out next week? Like do you mean go back? Like do you ever listen to like episode 10?
I've never listened to a podcast in my life.
I don't think I've ever listened either.
No. Especially one that I'm on, I'm never gonna listen to.
Do you like the sound of your voice?
I don't mind it. See, I had this conversation with Greg yesterday, actually.
Did you really?
We were recording Other People's Lives. Shout out to that. It's another podcast that I do.
OPL Boys.
On that Santa Gato Studios Network, which, by the way, now we can talk about it.
Yes.
Danny has a new show.
I do.
Danny's got a new show, guys.
I broke free from the chain.
From the chain of me.
Yeah.
Frankie and Danny have a podcast now. It's called The Stank.
With Danny and Frank.
It's only on YouTube and SoundCloud right now because we got to get some like whatever to like send into iTunes.
For sure.
But definitely go check that out.
Hell yeah.
So how you guys talking about like movie reviews?
Yeah, we're talking about movies. We're talking about
TV,
TV
shows.
We're talking about video games, and then we're just talking about life on top of that too. So you know, because you want to know what it is, I feel like a lot of people have emotional attachments to shows, characters, video games.
I do, dog.
You know what I mean? So I think delving?
Go ahead.
Delving into those and showing, like, you know, our personalities and what these shows mean to us.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that one of the most things that you could talk about the most between friends, like, common ground is TV.
Yeah.
And movies.
I like to binge.
I like to binge.
I got to be honest, too. All jokes aside, like, you and Frankie, I'm really looking forward to that dynamic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just, I can't wait to, like, watch and just.
It's going to be.
It's going to be disgusting.
It's going to be disgusting. It's going to be a fantastic show, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. But.
Yeah, if you guys aren't following already, at the Stank Podcast, Stank spelled S-T-A-N-K, for those of you out there who are not familiar with the Stanky Leg. But it's the Stank Podcast on Instagram. Go follow that. And it'll be on YouTube. Just like search it, I guess.
Yeah.
Or I'll blast the side.
I'll blast that shit out.
Yeah. I'll be on like the side of the Basement Yard channel. Like there'll be like feature channels. It'll be one of those. So
for sure.
Go check it out.
Damn, we going to get featured, dog?
Yeah, dude.
That's fresh.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
It's part of the network. You know what I'm saying? It's the boys. It's the Basement Yard. It's other people's lives. And now it's the Stank.
We're growing in this bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me, you, Frankie, Greg, it's lit.
Yeah.
These glasses are bringing out like a different side.
I know. Confidence, dude. No. Brother. It's confident, brother.
Yeah. Speaking of confidence, I want to kind of talk about the most confident people on the planet. So apparently there's a million people who are storming Area 51 in September.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I think it's a troll. I don't think anyone's going to show up.
Are you insane?
You think they're going to show up?
Dude. Yeah.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah.
People are going to be murdered.
You know what would be nuts? If they just flew a spaceship and just fucking... Not killed, but like maybe...
Right,
maybe
but like... Them.
Yeah, just...
Just
a little...
Yeah,
a little bruises, a little broken arms, but you know, everyone's good.
I wonder if the government is going to... If they're in like cleanup mode right now. Like, get all the aliens in the basement. Like, you know, like...
Probably. Like, you know when your dad would hit that first step and you're like, oh, fuck, dad's coming. Pretend you're asleep.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly...
That's what they're doing in Area 51.
Oh, shit, they're actually coming. All right. Put E.T. downstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah, man.
What do you... Do you really think that they have...
Hell yeah.
They do, right?
They got alien technology in that shit.
They have weird shit.
They're going to shoot ray guns at shit.
But the thing is... The thing is Area 51 is... Why are they so secretive? Why can't they just tell us?
I don't know. Secrets are no fun unless they're shared with everyone.
I know.
I'd like to know.
I think that if enough people show up, they're going to have to give us something.
You think they could put on performance?
Well, not. Yeah,
it's like an encore. Like, please, please, please. Like, we'll do one more.
It's like, we'll let you see, like, his hand. And it'll be like a fit. Like, you know, like, we want to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll be like, oh, my God.
This is, like, the dumbest modern day rebellion ever. It's like, we can't take this anymore. We need to know if there's aliens. We're gonna storm this. I was like, dude, there's mines on the ground probably.
Yeah.
Or like they have alien technology. You don't think this guy, they're gonna disguise everything? They're gonna throw up like a fucking invisibility cloak on shit? Come on, dog.
Harry Potter reference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit is real. I think they got aliens over there, bro. I just watched the Bob Lazar documentary.
What the fuck is that?
Dude, watch it on Netflix. It's a dude.
Bob Lazar?
Bob Lazar, man. Actually, you know what's funny? It's crazy. I know I'm plugging other people's lives again, but we did interview this guy who directed it. It's a very popular thing right now on Netflix. Mm. It's one of like on the popular releases or whatever. It's called Bob Lazar and then some shit. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
But the guy who directed that, we interviewed.
Mm.
On other people's lives about aliens and like all this shit because he's been doing research and this is before the doc came out, but he had been working on it at that point. But the dude Bob Lazar, he apparently worked at Area 51, and
he's dropping bombs. Like,
he dropped bombs like 30 years ago and was like, "Yo, motherfuckers got 9 ships, and I worked on some of these ships, and we're trying to replicate the generators or whatever the fuck word he used." It's crazy shit.
All right, I'm gonna have to watch it tonight.
Yeah, yeah, it's fire. You know what's the most crazy shit about that, right? They talked, and you see it in the doc. They talked in the fucking woods in his backyard, and they're just talking about this shit and like how the FBI has been, you know, giving them shit for so long and blah blah blah. The day after that conversation happened,
he's dead.
The FBI raided his house, his place of business, like they were there.
Whoa. See, if it wasn't real, why would they go there?
And they specifically referenced the conversation that they had in the fucking backyard, like outside.
That's weird.
Yes.
Why would they do that?
Because motherfuckers know shit.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing with Bob Lazar is that there's like this element. I think they call it like element 115 or some shit, right?
Like plutonium, like some like unclaimable
that he,
shit.
That he may have taken from Area 51.
Oh, he took goo with him?
He took some goo.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. The guy's got some alien cream. You know what I'm saying? Like the guy must have taken some alien like...
Alien gas.
Yeah, some alien goop. You know, and he's using it to like for his experiment.
I feel like aliens and goop go so hand in hand.
Yeah, man, you gotta have a like aliens are goopy, dude. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's I didn't make them. Like, they made them.
Yeah, they're goopy fucks.
So, yeah, so I think he took some goop.
He's a goopy
and
fuck.
And he's got it in his basement, but he's got a good hiding spot because those motherfuckers raided that bitch, but they didn't find the goop.
That's impressive.
So it's, you know.
Is he like, he's alive?
Yeah, yeah, he's still kicking.
No spoiler?
Yeah, man, he's got a goop. They're afraid of him. Is he? You got to be afraid of a man who's got the goop.
Oh, if he's got hidden goop?
Dude, it's a wrap for you.
I'm afraid of anything.
I got element 115 alien goop in my basement. Like, yo, raid me, but you touch me, it's going to get goopy.
Yeah. Goopy doopy.
That's what I'm saying,
Soupy
bro.
Soupy loopy.
Don't fuck with the goop.
Yeah, don't fuck with the goop, man.
I got cream in the basement that'll fuck your shit up.
So Area 51... is in Nevada, right?
Yeah, it's in the desert.
So, has anyone ever been killed trying to go in there?
I assume.
Probably. You don't hear about it, though.
I mean, it's usually people who are like, they got nothing going on.
And what does Storm Area 51 mean? Are they going to run at it? Or are they just going to like hang out and post pictures outside? Because when I hear storm, I think of like...
Running.
Battle speech.
Like Avengers, Endgame.
Yeah. Assemble and fucking just... going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Climbing shit.
Yep.
And they're trying to, it's going to look like World War Z.
Yeah. I just think that, like, no matter how many people you have, if there's a big wall, you're just going to get to the wall.
Yeah. Yes.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Thought that far.
I don't know what kind of security they have over there at Area 51.
I'm sure it's pretty fucking good.
But I'm pretty sure it's solid.
Yeah.
You know,
especially one they could prepare for and they know exactly the day. See, if they were smart, they'd go the day before.
Yeah, or they'd go tomorrow.
Yeah, trick them. Don't let them prepare. Get in there. Get that fucking goop.
Send a fucking drone.
Yeah, no, they'll shoot that down in 2 seconds.
That'd be fire, though.
Imagine you work that day. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Today's the storm.
Yeah.
Of, like, the yuppies. Show us the alien goop! I need to see the goop!
If you lived in Nevada, would you be curious to go?
Bro, I would go, but, like, not go. I'd be a far... Because it's in the desert. It's, you know, unless it's very, like, mountainous, which I don't know. When I picture the desert, I just picture flatlands.
And dry heat,
so if
too.
I can just, like, stand there and be like, look at these fucking idiots. And then all of a sudden, there's tear gas being tossed.
Yeah. Thump.
Yeah.
That's like a tear gun, right?
I feel like it's going to look like a soccer parade, and there's gonna be random flares and flags.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, Jesus, what just happened? Brazil just scored.
that is actually a very good comparison.
Yeah.
I think there will be some casualties.
People are going down. I also think people are just gonna go down just because the amount of people.
Yeah, they're gonna trample on each other.
You know, one white woman's gonna go down because that's what they do. They trip. Yeah, and then she's just going to be like, no one's going to help me!
Yeah.
And then she's just going to get ran over by a bunch of people.
Yeah, she's going to get Mufasa'd hard.
Yeah, it's going to be a wrap for her.
If anyone dies there by accident, wasn't worth it.
No, but also, yo, people die at Black Friday trying to get a set of spoons. So,
that's
like,
true, too.
We're trying to fuck with aliens and trying to see some, like, extraterrestrial cream. Someone's going down.
I'd fight for the cream. I'd fight to see the cream.
If I knew the cream was there... I would go.
Fucking like, Bob Lazar got it.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Lazar? Did I say his name right?
Yeah,
that guy's got fucking cream. He's not sharing.
But he might have took all the goop. Why aren't we storming Bob Lazar?
That's what I'm saying. That guy has more information than Area 51, probably. Give me the fucking goop.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to see this goop. I need to see it. I'm not storming, though.
I'm not storming.
They got towers with guns.
I'm a coward, though.
Oh, I'm a bitch.
But I'm a coward, but here's the thing. If it was like, hey, listen, the world's going to end, we have to storm, I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
This is recreational death.
This is recreational, like, storming.
Yeah, this is like asking someone to kill you. This is like running up to somebody and being, hey, kill me, sir.
Did we not learn, like, back in the day when people would fight wars? They would just stand in lines and then just stop and shoot at each other. Like, yeah. There was no hiding. There was no, Like, now we're going back to that. We're just going to run and hope for the... Like, can't get all of us. They're going to get somebody, though.
All I know is I'm standing in the way back.
I'm going to stand to the side with a lawn chair. Yeah. Maybe pop this top, get a little tan while I'm watching these people getting picked off.
Yeah. I would probably sit back and get a tan. And if anyone does die, it's going to be hard to feel bad for them, though.
Yeah, like, yo, you stormed a government secret.
Yeah.
Agency building thing. I don't know what it is, even. I feel like it's all underground, too. I feel like they have a base up top that there's like, oh, we just have computer. Like, they hired actors to just hit computers up there. Like, there's big computers. And these guys are just, like, fake typing.
Yeah.
But then you, like, go over to, like, a bookcase and you open up the thing and you go shooting to the floor. You go down to the Earth's center.
Yes.
Near the magma.
Yes.
Where it's really hot.
Right through the crust.
Yeah. And, like, it's really hot, so, like, cameras don't work and shit. And
yeah.
That's
no
where
cell
they,
phones. No cell phones
not,
either, right?
No service under that. Like, none of you. Yo, there's no one can cover that. And when you get down there, that's when they, like, start experimenting with recreating, like, alien spacecrafts.
There's, like, an alien and, like, a jar of water.
Buckets of goop.
Yeah, yeah.
Buckets of goop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of eyeballs and jars.
Like,
and
severed ones. Like,
yeah,
ones
yeah.
with, like, one leg. Like, messed up experiments, but they still keep them around for data.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know what's crazy to think about? You know what's crazy to think about? If we have 9 saucers, right?
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me a math equation.
No, no. If you have 9 saucers and
right.
I take 7.
And they're traveling at 45 miles an hour each. What time will they reach their destination?
What time will they pass?
I was so bad at those.
Oh, I was amazing at them. I loved them.
Were you really?
I love puzzles.
All right, so let me do one right now.
No, you're not going to make one up. You weren't good at solving them. You're going to create one?
No. All right, so if one, we'll get right back into Area 51, but I want to see if I can do this. Yeah. All right. 2 trains are traveling to Spain.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
From London to Spain, let's say.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
One's traveling at 20 miles an hour.
Slow train.
And then the other one's traveling at 50 miles an hour.
Also a slow train.
What time will they get to Spain?
I don't know how fucking far it is.
That's right. You're dumb. All right. Back to Area 51.
But, yeah, I don't know what we were talking about now.
Yeah, you were talking about fucking big-ass computers and fucking people in goop sauce.
Yeah, I think...
And you said if we have 9 saucers, that went into the math
equation.
Right,
that's what I wanted to get into.
I'll always bring you back, baby.
Thank you so much, baby. If we have 9 saucers, right? When I think of 9 saucers, by the way, I'm thinking that ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those saucers, the flying saucers that were like half chocolate, half vanilla, and they had like the cookie. Never mind.
Remember Skinny Cows?
No, nah, bro, I only know those fat mamas.
The Skinny Cows were like for like people like me. Low sugar ice cream.
Oh, I was going to say big old boys.
Big old boys too, probably. Put it down. You know what I had the other day? A fucking Magnum ice cream bar? Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
It was chocolate on the outside.
Chocolate on
caramel the caramel on the shell, and then another chocolate shell, and then vanilla inside. Holy fuck.
It's mad shells.
Chocolate, caramel, chocolate, vanilla.
You see what I'm saying?
Fuck.
But yo, that ice cream's got mad layers of protection. We're talking about Area 51. You don't think... They got at least a fence, and then a wall, and then another fence? How are you going to storm Area 51 when we got ice cream that's got fucking layers of
that's
security?
That's what I'm saying. It's harder to get through a fucking Magnum fucking ice cream bar, probably.
Yeah,
I think some people are going to be able to get in there, but they're not going to see what they want to see. It's like if you're running towards a place, you're going to see in the window maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's that. Then you're going to get ushered away like, no, no, I didn't get to see it. I didn't see enough.
Not only that, but when you get to Area 51, like, what does it realistically look like in there?
Not-
and you already know, like you said, they're already throwing everything in the closets in the basement and sweeping everything under the rugs.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, all they're hiding all the goop. But when you get in there, it's just going to look like a museum. So maybe they even let you guys in there. And then, like, you're like, yo, we just ran to the Museum of Natural History for no reason.
Right? You know what would be funny? If they stormed there and rang the doorbell and just a white Mormon family answered the door. Like a dad. Hey, God, what, hey?
There's going to be one guy in the back with a gun. It's an alien! Just light this family up.
I think that enough people will go for it to make the news, but I don't think... People are going to fuck with their lives.
I think they're just
like
going to stand out there. And they'd be like, please let us in. They're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we'll eventually go home then.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Well, there are probably a couple radicals, though, that will try to get there. Like crazy old people.
I'll tell
like
you
Like that
what.
Guy at Burning Man. Remember that guy at Burning Man that just ran into the fire and died?
No.
So at Burning Man, they...
I know what it... Yeah.
You know, so the guy just... One guy just ran into the fire and died.
I also want to say, like, Burning Man...
I would never go to that shit.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm a normal person who doesn't, like...
Not a festival guy. Like, Bonnaroo.
I also don't think it's a festival. I just think it's just, like...
A place for you to do drugs and fuck dirty people.
Yeah, man. You want to fuck a sandy puss, that's... I mean, go right ahead.
Yeah. Do you think aliens have body hair?
Why do you care?
I just want to know.
No, I think there's...
See, these are the questions I want to know. If I broke down the wall, right?
Yeah.
And I got over... And I'm over that fucking wall, and there's no, they're shooting everybody else, and I run into a room, and I slam the door, and I'm like, and I turn around, and there's an alien behind me. I want to have a conversation with him. I want to know what he feels like. I want to know what
you
he smells.
Touch his body.
Yeah. I want to see if he's scaly, or like you said, goopy.
Oh, I think they're all like slimy, but they feel like dolphins.
Yeah, but maybe I meet the right one who's like a nice alien, and I fucking usher him out. And, like, it's like E.T. Part 2, but just with me.
Or he's, like, a shapeshifter, so he just looks like one of the rednecks that you were running with.
Yeah, and he could change. And then I get to name him and get him shots, and then he lives with me for a month.
They don't
and then
shots.
And then the government comes, like, they went to that guy's house, but I stash him in the basement, and everything looks normal. Everything looks okay.
Or he just shapeshifts into a lamp.
Yes! Or even maybe even into my own mother. But there's one agent who's on to me a little bit.
Did you say Asian?
Agent.
Oh,
agent.
Oh.
Agent.
I was like, oh, shit. Asians.
No. There's one agent. He could be Asian. One Asian agent who sees a little bit of, like, his tail poking out under the dress.
Oh, they got tails now?
Yeah. And he's on to me. He's not sure, but he is. So later on, he'll come back in the middle of the night with, like, a big cavalry. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll find the alien, right? But he'll be gone, and then it'll just be me, but they'll know that I had an alien the whole time, so they'll take my family and try to get me to find him and us to come together, and then they'll use me and our relationship as a trap to bring the alien back. I think that's how it's gonna go.
Oh,
that's a great movie. Yeah, that was it. I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Yeah,
that's going to be up to chance.
That's going to be up to chance. Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
That's going to be up to chance.
I think that's the situation I'd be dealing with.
Son of a bitch in heaven. Also, yeah, honestly, like...
Wow, I'm sweating these bad boys.
Man, I'm fucking Woo! Soaked over here. I just think that...
Thanks for letting me go there, too, by the way.
I was just wondering where the end was.
No, I think I read... That's a good fucking story.
Yeah, man. It was a couple cliffhangers. My thing is... that's gonna be up to chance.
We don't know.
Yeah, if... Like, as someone who is kind of afraid of aliens, I don't know their intentions. You know?
Yeah. And they also have a bad rap. They, like, always are, like, shoving shit up your ass.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is. I think that's just, like, guys who...
are in that.
Maybe they got fingered or something.
You know what's weird? How they call them aliens, but, like, they call immigrants aliens, too. You know?
Yeah.
You're an illegal alien.
Just being a legal person.
Yeah, why are you making them an alien? They're not from outer space.
They're not, like, they don't have dolphin skin.
Yeah, they're people. An alien's fucking goes like flop and like talks like that.
Yeah, and they have goop.
Yeah, and they have goop. We've been over this.
We've been over this.
How many times do we have to bring up the goop?
It's not rocket science.
It's
okay?
Not rocket science.
It's regular science.
Yeah, the guy's Colombian. He's not fucking an extraterrestrial.
That's what I'm saying. He's Colombian. He's a Mexican man.
He's a Mexican man.
He's not a Mexican alien.
He's not a Mexican alien.
Do we know that for sure?
That, you know what? We don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The saucers could be hitting all types of places.
What would you do if like one of your if one of your really good friends came up to you and was like, yo, this shit is happening in Area 51. I really need to talk to you. And he comes here and you guys are sitting down. He's a fucking alien, dude.
Is he gonna prove it to me? Because yeah. He's gonna have to show me.
He sheds his human skin like Men in Black.
Oh, does he peel it from the top?
Yeah,
and just steps out.
And he's a fucking alien, but talks like this. Would you tell on him?
Who am I gonna tell? Fuck no, bro. I got an alien.
Yeah.
Like, yo, we flying? Like, what's good? Like, where am I?
I could never tell on my alien friend.
I would never tell. Not hell no.
Especially one out of fear.
Yeah, because he could probably like. Read my thoughts anyway.
Yeah, or like suck your brain out through your asshole or some shit.
Yeah, that's a legitimate fear.
I feel like aliens always do stuff the hard, brutal way.
Yeah, like know? They can't just shoot you. They're like, we're going to suck your blood out through your penis hole.
We're like, we're going to like suck your testicles out through your ears.
Yeah.
Like they're always doing some extra shit.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Right?
Like you could just probe, like, oh, we have to find out more about the humans. Like, yo, we have... Right here is like where you're gonna get just
ask me a couple questions.
When you really think about it, the asshole is like the furthest hole from my brain.
That's what I'm saying.
Where you're gonna get all the information. Why are you going through my ass?
Yeah.
That just makes me think that this is a game.
Maybe that's where ass backwards came from. Aliens.
No.
No.
That's a bad no.
No.
I just think that they don't know. And they think that maybe their brains are in their ass.
That could be what it is.
But that also doesn't make sense because once you do one human of like, oh, their brains are here. Why would you keep going through the ass? Maybe they just want to, they're going to get lucky. Like, yo, eventually someone's going to have an ass brain.
Probably. Yeah. They're waiting for the ass brain for sure. I think aliens know more than we do, though.
About asses?
No. Well, yeah, that too. But like more about if they got 9 saucers, like you said, right?
Yeah.
How did they get those saucers all in the same place, though? Are they leaving now alien bait?
Like rat traps?
Yeah, like little, like you said rat.
I said rat?
You fucking rat.
The fucking rat trap!
You think, hold up, do you think, 1 second. How do I open this?
How do you open it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, you're going to suck the
I was going to suck
the alien.
What do I do? Just bite it a little?
Just bite it a little. Oh, you're going to suck that? You're going to get some helium in here, aren't you? Yeah, you got to get a decent hole, man. You can't just like... If you pop that right now... Oh, that's a lot of air.
You fucking rat.
I'm getting one now.
You dirty fucking rat. You and your whole family are fucking stack of rats.
Oh, my God. Oh shit. Oh yeah.
Yeah, suck that. Bite that thing down, boy.
Oh my God, the fucking aliens are coming. You spilled water on the fucking thing. I spilled water all over the
table. You spilled water, you fucking rat.
I spilled water all over the table.
You dirty fucking rat.
Let me get it.
You better clean the fucking water. You better clean it. You better clean it. Oh God. I'll be honest, this helium tastes disgusting. Oh my God. I feel high.
Be careful, because it can be dangerous.
What, helium?
Yeah.
Your whole fucking family's a fucking rat.
Oh my God.
You fucking stinky asshole rat.
Dude. We are.
Suck my fucking ass.
Oh my God. How did you knock this over? Why did you knock
No, because I went to reach.
It's still kind of high. It's still kind of high.
Still kind of ratty.
You are still kind of... Am I? No, I'm good.
No. You didn't suck hard enough.
I definitely sucked pretty hard.
Did you?
I mean, I wasn't trying to suck a testicle through an ear or anything.
No. That was fun. But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, God. Need some water. No, we're good.
Area 51.
Yeah, let's not go there. That's the moral of the story here. Don't go. Don't go. Unless you're just trying to watch from a distance and watch these people get picked off, then, you know.
Sounds like a little boy.
Yeah. What?
With the helium.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't sound like that when I was a little boy.
No, I said I felt like I sounded like a little boy.
You felt like a little boy?
And my laugh was very scary.
Oh, I was terrified by that. I didn't want to talk about it.
No, I can't wait, though.
You didn't bring it up.
No, it's cool.
Let's get to the ads real quick. Oh, God. I feel exhausted. Okay. We have a whole bunch of ads today. Let me throw these back on. Danny, what are you doing?
I'm trying to just drain this up.
This whole episode has been an absolute mess, and I love it.
Yeah, I think those are the best episodes that are messes.
Yeah, when I start sweating, we're like, okay, this is going to be good.
I don't know where the hole is. Okay, go. Ads.
You're making a lot of noise.
Basement yard ads, yeah.
You sound like a bee.
Do I?
Yeah, that's what bees sound like.
All right.
One more. We'll do one more. We'll do one more.
I'm a bee. Look at me. I'm a bee. Oh, no. There's some trouble in bee land.
Oh, no. There's some trouble in bee land.
Let's do a dialogue as bees.
Oh, no. The bug prince is here, and he's missing.
You trying to suck this bee penis?
Somebody took the queen.
They're coming through the back door.
Somebody save the queen.
Someone get...
I'm a bee. Sponsors.
Okay.
That's not healthy.
No, this can't be.
Yeah, I think we need to breathe in like actual oxygen.
Yeah, I think I need some stuff. Oh. Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Oh,
we
my
are
God.
Some sweaty bitches right now.
Yeah.
It's out of control. Oh. Okay.
I'm going to toss his hat, if that's all right.
Yeah. All right, here we go. we got a couple ads here today. First one, Quip. Bang.
Great one.
My favorite toothbrush, okay? It's an electric toothbrush. What can I say about it? You guys heard me talk about Quip. If you haven't bought one yet, get on it. It's my favorite toothbrush. It's the best one ever. Also, my sister, who never gives me compliments, had actually said to me like a week and a half ago, she's like, oh yeah, your teeth are really white. Are you like using like, I'm like, no.
It's Quip.
I'm just quipping. You know what I'm saying?
Watch me
and
Quip.
And that's not a lie. That is not a made up thing. That actually happened. My sister actually complimented me on my teeth. But yeah, they have a 2-minute pulse, two minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds. So you know when to switch sides. And the best part about it is that you have brush heads that are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule, which is every 3 months, for just $5, okay? So not only do you have this dope-ass toothbrush, you also get new brush heads, so it's kind of like having a new toothbrush every 3 months, which is great.
Come on.
You never have to worry about going to the store and getting, like, a pack of 15 or whatever the fuck are these, like, bullshit ones. But, yeah, go out, get a Quip. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/basement right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/basement. Okay? Get that Quip.
Get your Quip.
Get your Quip on. You know what I'm saying? Also, staying in the bathroom area.
Love it.
We got Harry's Razors, the best razors in the game.
Damn,
you know what I'm
saying?
That
came all the way up.
That came all the way up. My shoulder's almost like dislocated when I did that.
It's worth it, though, for Harry's.
No, for sure. But they have affordable, quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade.
What?
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? 100% quality guarantee. All right? And 10 million people have tried Harry so far. It's a lot of peeps.
That's a lot of people. That's like...
It's a whole bunch of peeps.
That's like more than the entire New York City have tried Harry's.
How many people are in New York?
I think like 8 or 9 million.
That's nice. It's very close. That's a lot of peeps. Tons of peeps. But yeah, our listeners can now, this summer, refresh your wallet and your face with a Harry's trial set.
What?
You know what I'm saying? It comes with a weighted handle for an easy grip. You know, you can't have a loose grip and just drop your thing. That's what I'm saying. You can't be doing that. It's got a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade for a close shave.
Who doesn't love lube and who doesn't love close shaves?
Whoa. A rich lathering shave gel that will leave you smelling great.
That's another plus.
I love smelling great. And a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go.
I mean, it's a no-brainer at this point.
It's a no-brainer. Listeners of the show, redeem your trial set at harrys.com/basement. Make sure you go to harrys.com/basement to redeem it, okay? harrys.com/basement. Go get your razors. Try it out. Try out papes. Be one of the 10 million papes.
Yeah, get your shave on.
We're trying to hit 20 million papes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Next, we have another sponsor, okay? We have The Farmer's Dog, okay? Dog food companies, they love using fancy recipe names and colorful pictures of real meat and veggies on their bag, but it seems no matter what the brand or price or the ingredients on the label, all you find inside are unidentifiable.
Unidentifiable.
Yeah, I can't say that for some reason. It's probably all the helium we just sucked. Yeah, that too. Dried out brown nuggets, okay?
Dried brown nuggets?
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Not for my pooch.
But The Farmer's Dog, it's a company helping dogs live longer, healthier lives by making it easy and convenient to feed them fresh food. And that is like a huge thing because a lot of people, they feed their dog. I'm not going to say the brand's name, but there's like popular brands that don't have good dog food, that are not good for your dog.
Yeah.
I remember because, I mean, you have a dog now. And like when I first got a dog, we did a lot of research on like what to feed your dog because you can't just give them whatever.
No.
And if you don't really care about it or you didn't really look into it, you'll just get one of these popular brands. But if you really like look into it, you really do have to pay attention, and it helps.
For sure.
My dog Chase, because we fed him well and now he's having Farmer's Dog, he is, you wouldn't even know, he's like 10 years old or 11 years old or something like that.
He's a spry old guy.
And it's because you're feeding him correctly. So yeah. People check out Farmer's Dog.
Another thing too is Eli was a little overweight.
Yeah.
Before Farmer's Dog. I actually took him to get his rabies shot yesterday. He lost some poundage.
There you go.
So he's looking good.
Meals arrive in pre-portioned, easy to serve packs. And because they're delivered by subscription, you'll always have food on hand, which is also a huge thing because I always forget to have food. And then I'm like, oh, what do I feed it?
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, start feeding your dog better today. Get 50% off your 2-week trial of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/basement. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/basement to get 50% off your 2-week trial. That's thefarmerdog.com/basement. Sorry. Also, one thing I just wanted to put in here, crazy stat. Studies show that even adding a little bit of fresh food to your dog's diet can reduce cancer risks by 90%.
That's huge.
That's huge. That is enormous. All right. Now we have a new sponsor on the show. Our last sponsor
new sponsors.
And their name is Noom.
Oh, Noom?
Which kind of sounds like new.
Does.
The new one is Noom.
How do you spell it?
N-O-O-M. It's a health app designed by behavioral psychologists to help you lose weight for the long run. It focuses on tangible, sustainable lifestyle shifts rather than encouraging more extreme styles of eating. Because getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. You know, you have to like make better choices and you have to like kind of train yourself to do these things and, you know, whatnot.
It starts up here.
It does.
It starts down here.
Down here, brother.
Brother.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to watch what you're eating, dude.
Exactly. So
it's a lifestyle.
And you have to break bad habits that you have that maybe you don't even know you have.
Oh, I have.
You know, so you can talk to some people in the community and some specialists to help you out. And, you know, it's helped break some bad habits. Okay. It's helped done that. Just doing any old diet isn't always the easiest way to lose weight and like realistic, because like for me, I mean, people used to make fun of me all the time because every time I put out a video, I'd be like, oh, I'm on this new diet, and like I can't follow diets, like strictly
they're very hard.
But changing your lifestyle and doing those things, like, you know, it's good. And we're all strapped for time. Noom just asks you to commit 10 minutes a day for yourself. You're human, okay? If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips and how to get you back on track.
You're gonna fall off track. It happens.
Oh yeah, everyone falls off the track.
You know,
come on. You could chat with your goal specialist and Noom community to get and give people to help people going through the same sort of thing. So
that's nice.
It's a nice little community.
That's
there.
Nice.
But yeah, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Okay, sign up for your trial today at Noom, spelled Noom.com/basement. Okay, again, that is Noom.com/basement. What do you have to lose? All right? Go get your trial. Noom.com/basement. And yes, that is all the ads that we have for today. I don't know why I just added that
to date.
To date? Yeah, I don't know.
No, to date would make sense.
It would.
That's the one all the ads we've have to date. Yeah, no, you're good, man.
I'm good.
Joe won a sick Fortnite fucking battle solo royale.
I did, right before we did this.
I just had to say that while we're getting back into the, it was amazing. And I wanted to go on live because we talk about, you know, video games on the Stank.
Yeah, yeah.
That will be brought up on the Stank.
Oh, that I won that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I think
it was really cool.
It was very
cool. Because I was like, I wasn't even like trying to play that game because we were just killing time before we were going to do this. And then, because we were charging like the cameras. And then it got down to, I was like, oh, okay. And then I killed two people and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
It's pretty sick.
It's pretty sick. Pretty fucking sick.
So coming off, piggybacking off the Noom and eating healthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, can we talk about our bagel bully?
Oh, the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like famous now.
Which bothers me a lot.
Yeah, it bothers me. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't surprise me is what I want to say.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, you could tell that this guy's a piece of shit. In the beginning, I felt bad.
No, I thought it was funny. I didn't feel bad at all.
I felt bad when he was like, you think that's funny?
And I do think it's funny.
And I do. And listen,
funny,
I'm not the tallest guy. You know,
I gotta play the video for people.
Yeah. So, all right, this is about a little.
I mean,
small
you're not 5 foot nothing.
No, I'm close to 5'10".
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he's 5 foot nothing. Yikes!
He's not even 5 feet tall. He's 4'11".
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's 4'11".
Oh, technically that is a little person then. Right?
Yeah, technically you are a little man.
But I don't think so. He doesn't like.
He doesn't have little man features.
Well, I just think he's not 4'11". I just think he's 5 foot.
No, he's 4'11". I think he said it on old videos. Apparently, this guy films his entire life.
Yeah. And now he's like, I can't even find the original video. That's how many videos are now out. Oh, this is the original one. Here, listen.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my thoughts.
So, whatever, right?
And then he ends up getting caught like a leprechaun.
Yeah,
he
gets manhandled.
Yeah.
So,
but he like traps him like a leprechaun. Like, yeah. He doesn't punch him and hit him.
Yeah.
But he just gathers him up.
It was as if a dog ran away and ran to the street and like, I just need to subdue this.
That's what it was. Like, he subdued that little man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a job that man did, because he got down and did it.
Yeah.
But I will say this: I thought that video was so funny. Because I don't know what started that whole conversation, but I like to imagine, judging by the girl who went, no one has said that to you, of being like, hey, man, you can't cut in line. What, you think I'm 5 foot on dating sites? And it's like, what?
That's a lot
like,
of...
It just came out
that's
of nowhere.
A lot of baggage.
Which?
On those little shoulders.
Yeah.
So, you know, he breaks all the time. You could tell that guy breaks
oh, yeah.
all the time.
Oh, he broke again. There's another video of him going, oh,
I saw one where he's like, I want to press harassment charges.
He was, what?
In a 7-Eleven, and the cop's like, you can't do that. And he's like, bullshit.
Really? Well, who was harassing him?
He said he walked into a 7-Eleven, and a guy asked him how tall he was.
So this is another video of him. And this is like, so this is out on Long Island, right? Where, I'm going to say it, some of the biggest pieces of shit live over there.
Yeah, pretty trashy.
Yeah, it's not great, people. But these dudes, I guess, found him and like were hyping him up to like whatever. And obviously, this guy just like went off on some random person. I don't know what happened, but oh, here we go.
You fucking shut your fucking mouth! Now you guys all wait here. You all wait here.
He's gonna go fight him.
Oh shit! He's chasing somebody.
Yeah, yeah. He was with his girlfriend.
Go kill him. Go.
Yo,
I can take your girlfriend just like that.
Yeah, buddy.
No, you can't.
And so all of us, we're all fucking gang fucker.
Whoa, he almost said gang rape.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
I gotta hear the R.
There's a space, and he realizes.
Shh. Yeah, buddy.
And so all of us, we're all fucking gang fucker.
Oh, there's a beat. There's a beat.
There's a...
Yeah, gang fucking gang rape are way different.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not way different.
They're not way different.
They're both very bad.
He also said faggot.
numerous times.
Yeah. So now this guy's going into it. Oh, and I saw that he said,
no one's talking about that, by the way.
I know. And he also said something about the N-word, too.
Did he?
Yes. He said,
oh, I did not
yeah,
know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He said
he's a white guy.
He did an interview. And he was like, yeah, he's like, sometimes, like, if I'm provoked, I'll use that word. It's not right. Yeah. So this guy's a piece of shit.
This guy's an asshole, dude.
Yeah. And now I saw that he signed a deal to fight other celebrities. Yeah, he's going to fight people.
Who is he beating?
I don't know. Am I big enough to fight him? No pun intended.
What do you mean big enough?
Like on the internet?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not. I got to like...
He's probably more relevant than us.
Yeah, I got to put it out... Yeah, absolutely. He's bigger than the show. That fucking guy's bigger than us.
Yep. Just like that. Just like that.
just like that. I'll take your fucking wife.
I'll tell you what right now. If someone said... I don't even know.
If someone sent me an email like, hey, what's up? I would say yes so fast.
Oh, no.
I would beat the monkey shit out of that guy.
What? Yeah, yo. But I'm saying like for the guy who was walking with his girlfriend, for this little man to say, we'll take your girl and gang fuck her, and you like have like the self-control to not go over and just keep slamming his fucking little head into the ground until it just disappeared into water.
Yeah.
How did that guy do that?
Maybe he didn't hear it.
Oh, he yelled it pretty fucking loud.
You don't get that pass with me.
Yeah.
No. Especially if you're 5 feet.
Yeah.
6'11", I might act like I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I'd be down. It's like, it's so loud out. He's so much traffic.
What did he say? Come on, let's get in the Uber. You know, I might let him pass. But.
Might.
5 feet, I'm coming back. I'm stomping that ass into the ground.
Yeah. I mean, hey, props for this guy.
And this isn't for all little people. This is just this guy.
He's not even a little person, though.
He's very little.
I mean, he's very little, but he's not a little person.
You're right.
Like a dwarf. Like, he doesn't have dwarfism.
Dwarfism, yeah. You know I just don't know the proper word, so I don't want to come off as offensive.
Well, I learned this because I used to say
midget,
which is apparently derogatory, and I heard that from the mouth of a little person. On other people's lives.
But they say dwarf, though.
Yeah, dwarf. Dwarfism?
That's if you have dwarfism, you could be identified as a dwarf.
You just said a dwarf?
A dwarf.
A dwarf, yeah. But I don't know if they... I think the new one that's like accepted little person.
Little person.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, what if it's like... Do you say she's a little person or she's a little woman?
Little person.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not trying to be offensive.
No, I'm not, but I'll fuck this guy up.
Yeah, I'll fuck him up, too.
Yeah. Just to say I did it.
Like, you know what? Just, like, good for him, because, like, there's no way in his head he could actually think he's going to win.
Yeah.
I think he's just, like, honestly going all in every hand and hoping to God that no one calls him.
I mean, he's going to get a payday.
Oh, he is.
That's all it's about.
He's on all these. He's getting all these interviews.
Yeah.
He's got shirts out.
Yeah.
And shit. You're
that's
like,
okay.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. So that guy kind of makes New York look a little shitty, but.
Yeah.
I will say this. In his defense, playing devil's advocate here, probably has had a tough coming up.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that. But, that doesn't
give you an excuse. I know. But. Is this as bad as, like, the Catch Me Outside girl?
What's wrong with her?
No, I'm just saying, like, should we, like, applaud this, like, bad behavior and make stars out of these people that come from bad behavior?
I don't have a problem with the Catch Me Outside girl, to be honest with you. So, originally, that girl, like, it was like, yo, like, here's the thing, right? When these people get famous... It's whatever, because I get it, because we live in a viral time where, like, something new like that will go viral, and then, rightfully so, like, I'm just going to know who you are, dude, because I saw the video.
Yeah.
So if I see you, I'm like, I know this guy, and that brings attention, and people get excited, like, oh, shit, I saw you on the internet, and now I see you in person, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That makes sense to me. But, you know, I guess it's like, for what are you famous for? Like, with her... She was like 13.
Yeah.
And she was like a misbehaved kid. It was like, all right, you know, whatever. And I didn't even think it was all that to be viral, to be honest, like originally.
I didn't think so either.
But what happened after that you got to respect for her.
I don't know if I respect her.
I do.
I mean, she's got people behind her.
Yeah, but a lot of people will refuse that. Or they'll be like, oh, my cousin will do it.
You know? I guess.
So, but with her, now she has a legitimate, like, career.
Her music's terrible.
Some of it's not awful, though.
Keep going.
No, seriously. Compared to, like, yo, like, Jake Paul puts out a music, like a song.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think he tries to be like a real rapper. She's trying to be like a real rapper.
I think that she is, though.
See?
I do.
Stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. Look where she came from and look where she's at now.
But that's not a mistake is what I'm trying to say. Like her
Of course not. She fell into it.
Yeah, you get a platform like that, and it's like, okay, what can you do with this? Because you weren't famous for a song going viral.
That's what I'm saying.
You were famous for something else, and then you turned that into a legitimate music career that she has now. It's like, a part of you has to respect that. Like, are you mad at what happened originally, why she was sure? But there was moves being made. Like, I'm not going to hate on her. With this dude, though, the only reason why I have a huge problem with it is because what he's doing is, like, obviously fucked up. And what he's saying is, man, fucked up.
Yeah, he's fucked up. He's fucked up.
And I don't doubt that people have said fucked up shit to him and, like, have created this fucking monster. But it just sounds like he has a short fuse, no pun intended. And he's going. And now, you know what's going to happen? Now it's going to be his thing to go off on people. And that could get him into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it's going to be, everyone's going to want to see him. Now when people see him out, they're going to start filming him and be like, yo, this guy's talking shit. Like a random guy, like trying to get to work.
Well, you know that he's going to get on like a fucking scripted reality show where like they follow him around and he just like yells at people like in life, but it's going to be fake.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a bunch of people have reached out. And, like,
I don't think this guy's done.
I don't know either. I mean, there's no telling. I mean, some people go viral and they
make something. That's the scary part. That's the scary part. Does this guy have the chops to hang around?
He would have to make some changes. Because that's not
gonna
last.
He can't do anything, though.
We don't know. That's the thing, though.
I have such a love-hate relationship with the internet. It's insane.
But, like, yo, the Catch Me Outside girl, right? When that first happened, like, yo, this girl's 13. Like, she's just a disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah. Like you laugh it off. It's like when you watch Maury as a kid.
But not only that, but there's no reason for you to be like, she got mad followers, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But she did a lot of the extra shit. Like, she didn't get, like, millions of followers. Like, she clearly was, like, putting out content and maybe playing into this character or whatever. And then it turned into a more like, I'm going to do a music thing and like focus on that. And now that's what it's become. Like, she's not the character, or she's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this
dude. She's a character.
I really don't think so. I really think she's just like that.
I hope not.
But a lot of those Instagram people are characters.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for some of them because guys like this, that it's a shame because, listen, people have short tempers and they flip out all the time. This guy, whatever, I get it. But where it's going to get even worse is when people do exactly what the second video I showed you, where people show up, they got their phones on you, and there's some attention, and then they're expecting you to be who they saw on the internet.
Yeah.
So, but what you were on the internet was this guy that was just screaming at people.
Yeah.
And do you want to be that guy? Like, I don't know if anyone wants to be a mean person to other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, pick fights with people.
If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be this guy.
Well, yeah, I think this guy.
That's the only lane he has.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah, but if there was something that you had to offer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's different between him and what she's doing. Because what she did.
Oh, she's way more marketable than that fucking guy.
Well, not only that, but she was just like, she came up for being that. So what she could have went this route. Of like, yo, I'm going to be a celebrity boxing and like pick and like whatever, blah, blah, blah. But she did a complete 180 of like, here's music that I'm doing. And at first we were like, this shit is trash. And then I think on a very unbiased way that it got like better as it went along.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. But what this guy's doing is just like, I'm just going to be the dude who's angry, yelling at people,
cursing. Let me
tell you
this. Let me tell you this though. There's no way you're going to be driving around your car listening to fucking Bad Bahabi. Or whatever fucking name is.
No, I won't. No, but I'm not. It's not for me. It's not. I'm not the demographic.
No, yeah, but like,
you're telling me right now, if we had a music label, you would not sign her. You're crazy.
It's not about that. It's not about.
Of course it is.
It's not about signing her. I'm just saying, like, I don't think she's talented at all.
I do.
You're nuts. You throw out the talent thing way too much, way too easily.
I don't. You just have this high. Everyone has a high horse.
It's not a high horse.
So who is talented?
I'm just saying, when you think of people that are talented.
You liked Old Dirty Bastard. He's trash.
He's not.
He is trash.
How?
He's whack.
How?
He can't rap.
He can rap.
You're going to tell me Old Dirty Bastard, you will say that he is a good rapper.
He's not a lyricist, no. But he won, comparing him to Bad, whatever fucking name is.
I'm just trying to get, I'm just trying.
If you're going to compare Old Dirty Bastard to
I'm not doing that. He's a legendary guy, part of Wu-Tang, like, whatever.
That's not even, like, debatable.
Of course. But what I'm saying is,
I would say, like,
his lyricism and her lyricism aren't that far apart, dude. And he is a legend, and you're just, like, writing her off. But it's because
I'm not writing anybody off. Just because I don't like somebody and I don't think they're talented doesn't mean I'm writing them off as a person. I'm saying, yo, be successful, like, get your money and shit like that. It's okay.
Yeah, but you said she has no talent, which is wrong.
She doesn't.
But she does. How can? But she puts these.
If somebody ghost wrote for you and put you, you could put music out right now and it would be successful.
Danny,
tell me right now if you put music out right now, it wouldn't be successful.
That's irrelevant.
No, it's not. No, you have a platform. She had a platform and put music out.
You think Rihanna writes her songs? You think Beyonce writes her songs?
But those people,
because
started,
they're not writing them?
I'm just saying.
No one writes their songs.
A lot of people do.
No, they don't.
I'm just telling you this.
More don't than do.
All I'm saying is this. Is that if you're going to sit here and tell me that this girl is talented.
Yes.
You're nuts.
I'm not.
You're nuts. You throw that word out way too loosely.
Okay. You don't think it's a talent?
No.
To be able to have, like, flow?
What are we talking about next?
What?
What are we talking about next?
Why?
It's just, it's, I don't know. I don't know where you're at. I'm trying to follow you with the, I'm not defending her in a way that, listen, she took something and turned it into something. That I agree. I agree with all of that.
You think she has talent?
No, I don't.
Because you don't like her music.
I don't think she's a talented person.
But that doesn't.
There's a lot of people in music I don't think are talented. A lot.
Who?
A lot.
But you have to realize that is flawed. If you don't like their music, that's one thing. But you can't say they're not talented.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you can. But like,
you easily could say somebody's not talented. She's not an artist. Let's just put it like that.
I don't know what that word means.
I'm just saying, to me, she's not going to leave any inkling of an imprint on hip hop as a whole, as a genre, as anything.
Yeah, but I don't think
she's not
that, like,
look at another guy.
Think that's relevant.
I do.
Why? You think only people who leave a lasting impression are talented?
I think people that leave lasting impressions on the culture
are legendary.
Are the ones that are talented that matter the most. She
of
doesn't
course.
Matter.
That doesn't mean that. Yeah, but that doesn't mean
and
they're
she's
not talented.
Not talented. It just doesn't matter. She doesn't matter. She's not on there.
Because she's not going down in history?
No, it's just even stuff like that, too. Like, you see, like, look at Billie Eilish, around the same age, right?
Yeah.
That girl's talented.
Okay.
That girl, other girl, is not.
Okay, because one can sing and the other one's rapping.
No, just one just makes better music and is a better artist.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying. That's where my talent goes. Looking at people compared to her in the age group that she's in. She's very young.
I don't think that is how you judge talent.
Okay, so you're going to tell me when Lil Bow Wow was out, you're going to fucking say that he was what? As good as a rapper as somebody else?
No, I would never say that he wasn't talented, though.
Okay, but I would tell you right now, I would think that he was more talented than this girl was.
Why?
Because he was more talented. And I don't even think he's that talented.
But what did he do that's different?
He sold like 80 million records.
Yeah, that's a little different. And he sold out the Garden. Like, sold out the Garden.
Come on, son.
So Bow Wow
sold
out the
Garden. Fucking Lil Bow Wow, dude.
All right, yeah, but like, listen.
Come on, bro.
The point I'm getting at
Motherfucking Lil Bow Wow is a fucking international superstar.
We have different whatever. I'm not going to say she's not.
No,
talented.
Because you have.
If you can create millions of fans.
But that's your thing, though. But that's like your thing of success.
It's not success. Forget success.
No, but that's like your meter. It's like if you could like get people to like trick enough people.
It's not trick.
To like get somebody to put money behind you and then do it,
That's what you say is like, that makes you talented.
I'm just not like.
You can tell me, whoa, Vicky's talented?
No, what does she do?
But she's somebody. She's got a big following.
She's not, though. She has no, like.
What about fucking Boot Gang? You think that guy was fucking talented?
No.
That guy put music out. Garbage.
She has 17 million followers.
Okay.
You can't trick that many people. That's not a trick.
All I'm saying is this. You could get that number.
No.
She's doing this all by herself?
That's irrelevant. No one does it by themselves.
Yeah, but you're saying all these things like she's talented.
She has to have a talent.
No, she doesn't. This thing where amount of followers that you have is a talent. It's not a talent.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that.
It's just
That's not a mistake is my point.
But it's not talent.
What is it then?
Who buys into that stuff? People that were most impressionable.
What is Kylie Jenner? Children. What is Kylie? Is Kylie Jenner talented?
No. What does she do?
Who is talented?
What does she do?
She has a billion.
Ed Sheeran is talented.
Okay. Anyone who plays an instrument is talented to me.
What does she do?
Am I talented?
Yes.
Why?
Because you started your things from nothing.
I'm not leaving an imprint in anywhere.
No, but you're talented because you started something from yourself.
Okay.
I would say you're talented. I think you could be a successful stand-up comedian as well.
You think that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but I haven't done that.
Okay. That's you, not me.
Do you think anyone who could play an instrument is talented?
No, because there's some people that are terrible at playing instruments.
The ones that can play
instruments. I'm just saying, you've never heard a guy sing and be like, hey, you know what? Not great.
But if he plays guitar.
Might want to work on your guitar a little bit. All I'm saying is the word talent is given to these people way too easily.
I will just say that if you are, specifically the music industry, if you can build a fan base of 17 million people, and I hear your songs, and I don't, dude, why would I stand up for her? I don't like her music. I don't fuck, like, it's whatever.
I'm not saying you're standing up for her. I'm not knocking her hustle either. Get your fucking money.
I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to say,
but you're not going to sit here and tell me, like, yo, that girl's got talent. She could be a star. You could be a star. Doesn't mean you're talented. Megan Fox. You gonna tell me Megan Fox is talented?
Yeah. What?
She's a star. There's difference.
She's an actress.
Yeah. You think people are there to see her act or look at her face?
See, I don't have
Thank
that.
You.
You still have to be good, dude. You know how many hot girls want to be fucking actresses in Hollywood?
I'm telling you this.
All of them.
I'm telling you this.
It's not a mistake, Danny. It has to be some sort of talent.
No, it doesn't.
Is it a crazy amount of talent? No. But it's a talent.
No, it's not.
I also would argue that business is a talent, if you're good at business.
Yeah, I would say so.
And part of business is listening to the right people and making the right moves.
Or just getting lucky enough that's throwing enough shit at the wall and sticks.
Okay, that is business, though, is doing exactly that.
I understand what you're saying, but this... I think you have a misconception of like what talent is, though.
I don't have a misconception.
I believe that you do.
I know that. But you also feel differently about everything when it comes to that. I have a different view than most people.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to say people that I don't like are talented.
I don't either. I'm not going to just say somebody talented, though, because they do something.
You know what it is? We have a different standard. You won't say someone's talented unless they're like up here.
It's not true.
I think so.
I listen to independent artists all the time.
Okay.
That I think are talented, if not more talented than the likes of Drake's and people like that, that are better rappers. I'm never going to listen to her record and be like, that's a talented rap artist.
Yes. When you say
that's what I'm saying. That's right. All I'm trying to say.
Listen, but I know, but when you say that,
I'm not
like
talking
that,
about, I know what you're saying, but I'm not saying talent wise, like, yo, I'm talking about fucking spit something. That shit is trash.
Right. But Flo Rida's talented and he can't rap.
And he's trash. How many Flo Rida records did you hear me listening to?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not talented.
I understand that, but he's not. All I'm saying is this, is Flo Rida's a better rapper than her and a better songwriter than her. And there's a reason why.
I don't even know if he writes the songs.
He does. That's why. Pitbull's the same way.
Mr. 305.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just that that's how I look at it.
But this, you know why? This is what I'm going to say, right? And I've noticed this over the years. All the new rappers, I don't get that music. I don't get it. But it's become its own genre.
Yeah, of course.
So in that group, she has to be talented.
Well, some people just want to put... Yeah, but that's like being like, you know, I'm on a fucking third grade kickball team. Like, somebody's going to have to be good.
Of course.
And she's just there. Like, you're on the shittiest kickball team, but one of you's the best player.
Okay.
That's how it is? Is that how we're, like, gauging? Like,
yeah,
you're the MVP of your team?
But 17 million people, like...
There's fucking meme. There's meme accounts out there with 10 million fucking followers. How many fucking followers does What's-His-Face have?
Yeah, but they're not making music.
All I'm saying is this. Fat Jewish. How many fucking followers that guy have?
That's worth a different thing, though.
All I'm saying is that he dabbles in other things. But movies and shit like that. You're going to tell me that guy's talented?
Curating content, I think, is a talent as well.
Or taking content.
Well, stealing it, yeah. And
the word curate is bullshit.
Yeah, I mean.
It's called stealing.
It is. I'm with you on that.
All right. But that's all I'm going
to
say.
But even you have to admit that all these accounts, Fat Jewish, Fuck Jerry, whatever.
Yeah.
Picking out the right ones.
Of course.
It's a talent.
Get your money.
But that is a talent.
If I see something that has a million likes, it doesn't take much talent for me to go copy and paste and let's just throw it up there.
Do it then. Because they're making millions of dollars.
That's fine.
So then, but if not everyone can do it, then it has to be a talent.
I don't think that's
my point. No, it's true, man.
It's not.
Because if it
to
was,
me, it's not.
So then why don't you have $1 billion? If Warren Buffett could sell insurance,
dude, there's like 30 billionaires in the world.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not an accident. It has to be a talent if it's not something that anyone could just do. It's true.
She had the following before she did music.
Not that following.
All I'm saying is she had a following before she did music.
Okay.
It's not like she came out of nowhere, just dropped a record, and we were like, yo, you got to listen to this girl. This girl's doing something. She piggybacked off her fucking shit.
Of course.
And then went into something else. Right. I'm not going to respect that as a talent. Okay. I'm not. When it comes to the music side of it.
Okay.
Social media grind and hustle, I understand that. You did your thing. But enough people put in us thing, and they've put. She even said it. They've hit record, and she went in the studio and did it.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is this: is that for her, she's not relevant to me anything musically. I will never say that girl has any musical talent. It's just not, and I think it's disrespectful to other people that are doing it the right way.
I probably think they're talented as well.
No, I'm not saying you don't, but I think it's disrespectful that we're going to give this fucking person this time of day. It's garbage.
Why is it disrespectful?
Because there's a lot of people out there.
I'm not disrespecting them.
Who said you?
You said I think it's disrespectful.
No, her. Thinking that people should have to listen. She was just on fucking Twitter the other day complaining that, oh, not enough people listen to her music and, like, not enough people fucking play her shit and, like, shut the fuck up. It's because you suck.
That's the nature of that business.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, yo, you got 17 million followers and you got records out and you're talking about you went platinum and shit and you're complaining because people won't play your record? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, son? You're platinum.
You're platinum.
She's platinum. She got a song, Flip Flops, Dipping the Mops. That fucking song is platinum, son.
Yeah.
And you're complaining that no one's playing your record?
What is the argument that you're making?
She's entitled from where she came from with all these followers.
She's 15.
So I don't give a fuck. If a 15-year-old shoots somebody in the face, they go to jail.
You're getting way off the
beaten path. No. I'm not. At some point, you need to be something for your actions. It's not just because you're 15.
Dude, I'm not talking about her whining. I don't know her as a fucking person.
I'm saying this is what she puts out. What she just put out.
That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
All I'm saying is this, is that she's not an artist.
Never said that.
She got left off. She's not talented. Double XL left her off the fucking freshman list when she had a platinum record. I wonder why. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying that.
She's not talented, bro. All
right.
Just because you can build followers doesn't make you talented.
It does. It does, though.
It doesn't.
To think that building an audience is not talent, I think is just not true.
I think the word you're using is like it's no, there's another
thing,
word.
No, because no matter what, at the end of the day
how long have we been talking about this girl?
No matter what, at the end of the day, virality is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to sustain that over years is a different thing.
So you're talented then?
Yeah.
So you just
I'm not saying that I wasn't.
You said, yeah, but you're talented then.
Yeah.
Didn't you ask me before if I'm talented?
Yeah, I was asking, like, am I
talented?
And
I said yes.
Yeah, because you were mentioning, like, these people that are like, oh, she's never going to leave an imprint in hip-hop. It's like, all right, but I'm not
going
to, like, change the comedy world.
But I'm just talking about her musically. YouTube, right. You can argue that people have stolen from you. And you can argue that people know you from that community.
Well, this is
most YouTubers know who you are.
Listen, I know.
So you would have left an imprint on the YouTube community, and I just won.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but like...
If you're going to tell me that girl's talented musically, I don't know if I ever want to do the show again.
That's okay. I'll see you next week. Everyone's going to be on your side with this, no matter what.
Of course they are, because they're not idiots.
Right. But here's my thing, right? Because I've had this conversation about like Kim Kardashian and shit, and like all that stuff to me is just like... It's a little crazy to think that, you know, when that Kylie Jenner thing came out of her being a billionaire or whatever, people lost it and they were like, oh, like blah blah blah. It's like, dude, like none of this is a mistake. Otherwise, everyone would just do it.
But my thing is who cares if she's a billionaire or not? Like, why would you be upset about her being a billionaire?
They weren't even upset about her being a billionaire. They were upset that it said self-made. Like, that changes your life being a fucking cashier. Like, don't call her self-made. It would be one thing if other people on that list had a problem with it.
Right.
It's like, listen, I came here from a different country with zero, didn't speak the language, and then built my company to be in this Forbes shit.
Yeah.
And you're just going to... That's one thing. But for you as a regular person to sit out there and call out someone that you don't even know, you don't know what happened.
Right.
And yo, it's not a mistake to make a $1 billion company. You can't do that like by accident.
Yeah.
And also, I will say this, right? And the only thing is like, listen, am I sitting here saying that she's a good lyricist? No.
That's the only thing I'm arguing is like
no.
Is like the music thing here.
Just wait. I'm just for everyone who's going to flip out whatever, just listen.
No, they're not going to flip out.
They are.
They're going to be people against me too.
The only thing I'm saying is that in this day and age, whether we want to believe it or not.
I hate that saying, but keep going.
No, but it's true because it changes so fast. The way we grew up, it's a different world already, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So, like, but our parents' world and our world are different. But our world and people who are 3 years younger than us are totally different. It's that fast.
Well, I would even say, yeah, like 15-year-olds, their world's completely different than ours.
It's insane. But an influencer now, that whole thing, that didn't exist when we were younger.
Yeah.
And now it's a legitimate thing. And being able to use your likeness and jump on opportunities, and even if it is you're famous on TikTok, or even if it whatever, the talent in my eyes is knowing the trend, hopping on it, perfecting it, and giving the people what they want, even if you're selling out your soul, even if it sucks to everyone else, or even whatever. But if you were able to find what it is
mm-hmm.
and build it and sustain it over years, to me, that's a talent no matter what, even if I disagree with it. Because TikTok, I don't know anything about the app. All I know is people are on there doing weird stuff sometimes, and they're like lip syncing, whatever.
Yeah.
Musically, the same thing. People are making like all this shit, but there are people who have millions of followers on Musically, and there's millions of users on there, and there's only like a select few that have that many.
Right.
There has to be something there.
Yeah.
And even if it's just they're attractive, at least they become aware that I'm attractive. So I'm going to take my shirt off and then know that and like do this and these songs or like whatever. That all that is not a mistake. You can argue that it's easy, but if it was truly easy, then everyone would do it. Am I saying
all these
people are going to change the world and are super talented? No.
No,
but
I know what
you're
saying.
That nothing is an accident.
I'm not saying that it's super easy to build a following, because if so, everyone would have a billion followers. But I'm saying it's easy to get signed by Epic.
Of course, yes, it is. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
It's easy.
Yes.
So that's why people get mad with Kylie Jenner, because it's easy. To them, to the public perception,
yes, and it's not
easy. That's why they hop on the self-made thing and all that shit.
Right.
There's a lot of famous people that put out products that fail miserably.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the Kardashians are a completely different story than any other celebrities that are out there in the world. They're the biggest celebrities possibly in American history.
Yeah.
So they're like, they're an anomaly. Like, you can't, you could try to compare people to them, but you cannot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like their empire is unreal.
But I also think this, right?
You know what I'm trying to say, yeah, though? Yeah. It's like, you can't even fuck with them.
No.
They're on some other shit. And the reason I respect Kim Kardashian, which is people are going to be like, whoa, is because she used to tell people, I'm going to be famous as fuck.
Dude, if you don't respect Kim Kardashian, I don't know what to tell you.
And she's the real, and her mom are the real fucking gangsters.
Her mom is the gangster.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we're going to do this as a squad, and I'm going to pump all you bitches out.
Wait.
And we're all going to be rich, and that bitch is eating, and I fuck with it.
But listen, Kylie is the youngest one, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a mistake that she knew how to work Instagram and these social medias better than everyone else.
Of course,
when
you come
family.
Up in it, you're more inclined to know about it.
So to me, what's the difference between that and the world that Kris Jenner grew up in, where she's like, you know what? I'm going to manage this and do it like the old-fashioned, harder way because they had less resources.
Right.
What's the difference of just, I'm with the times. It's not my fault that it's way easier to do it
now. No. Yeah, you have to evolve with it. You have to evolve with it.
So I think both of those are a talent. Kris Jenner, what she was able to do was a talent.
Being able to evolve is a talent.
Absolutely.
I would say.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of business.
And being
I'm
able
not
to
saying,
use like social media as a tool
right.
is a talent without question.
That I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, what we were saying is like, I'm talking about just the transfer is a lot easier when you have a huge following.
Yes and no, because a lot of people also like, yo, with Vine, a lot of people cross over to YouTube. It didn't work out for them.
Yeah, a lot of people too. But what I'm saying is like, even on Vine though, the people that were big on Vine, they're doing okay. The biggest ones are doing fine.
No.
Yeah.
The biggest ones?
I think Rudy Mancuso's doing just fine.
He's a very talented guy. That guy does everything.
Okay. But a lot of them are doing just fine.
But a lot of them aren't.
A lot of them aren't. But what I'm saying is like,
people who had millions and millions of followers on Vine, we haven't seen them. They're in the wind.
Some of them. Jerome Jarre is doing just fine. I mean, there weren't
that
many.
What does Jerome
Jarre do? Well, he invested in a company that like fucks with like influence. He's fine. That kid's got bread. Marcus John's doing fine. His brother, I think, is doing fine.
What do you think?
I mean, they owned that company Niche. They sold it.
Oh, man. They didn't own it.
They had part of it.
They did.
And they sold it.
I don't know if Marcus did, though.
No, his brother did. But I think Robbie had a piece.
Yeah.
He's doing just fine.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know where Robbie is. I'm sure he has a job and he works, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But
my point is, it's not just simple. Like, for me.
It's not.
But listen, for me to just decide today, I'm going to do music, that doesn't mean I'm going to be good at it.
No,
and even
but
if,
you have a way bigger head start than everybody else. Your music will sell initially.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm not saying that. And also, it will sell initially, but if I just decide to do music...
He's like, I will go platinum, but like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but like, it will sell initially, but eventually, it's like, okay, like, you put out 5 songs and they're all trash, like, this will fizzle out.
Right.
Because no matter what, unless you're good, if you're bad, you're going to fizzle out.
Lil Nas X.
We have yet to see.
But I think he's doing a great job.
So do I.
Because it's
he's
like...
He's self-aware.
Yeah, and he's like, yo, he's like, I'm going to keep doing this. He's going to do what nobody's done before. And he make like 50 remixes of the same song.
I don't think he's actually going to do that.
I think he will. Why not? They're all working. The fucking one he just put out is terrible. Mason Ramsey. And the thing is number one on YouTube, that fucking thing. You know, there's different lanes. Like, to me, like... I will give you marketing strategies. That's talent. But it's not just one person. So, like, I'm not going to say, oh, that person's talented because they can listen.
But that's part of it.
But I'm not just going to throw it out there.
But it is, though.
I don't think so.
But it is, man.
I don't know. It's a lot of variables.
There's a lot of musical artists out there that are told what to do.
Of course.
And they don't write their music.
I understand that. I'm not saying that being a star doesn't take any talent. But I'm just saying...
That's all I wanted.
What?
It doesn't take no talent. Because before you said she is not talented. Do I think she's a lyricist? No. Do I think she can put a song together for a demographic that isn't me and you?
She's not putting the song together, but I hear you.
But she has to. She's there. She's making the music. She's doing that. But that's everybody too. Because when you're in the studio, even if you're fucking Jay-Z, you're in there. Whoever's behind the glass is coaching you on what to do better.
No one coaches Jay-Z when he goes in the booth.
All right.
You haven't seen the Black Album documentary.
No, you know what I'm saying.
No
though,
one's
bro.
Coaching Jay in the booth, son. Come on, no man. One.
You know what I'm saying.
Bad Baby, they're cutting after every line. That's her name, right? Bad Bobby Baby.
Why are you taking everything I'm saying literally?
I'm just saying.
But you're music making it seem so cut and dry and like simple. Like.
No, I'm just saying. For me, I could have an opinion where I could think somebody is not talented in a specific part of their journey.
Pacific, everybody.
Specific, excuse me. Part of their journey. You know what I'm saying?
Of course you can. You can.
Like, you could be talented at building a following. Doesn't mean you make great music.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's fine. Now, do you think people who don't write their own music and are rappers that maybe don't write other lyrics are not talented?
Dude, being talented is for I'm going to try to explain it with another artist, right? People that even write their music can be trash.
Right.
Like, I've never heard a Quavo verse where I'm like, yo.
But he's also a different genre where he is the best at.
Yeah. But I give that, but that's I talented. Listen, but I listen to them because they are able to make music that's enjoyable.
And that is a talent.
Of course it is. But I don't listen to her music and say, this is enjoyable music.
Because it's not. Yeah, I know. But like.
You think fucking Migos music is for me? Popping bottles and fucking mad bitches and.
Yes, I do.
And killing people
that's
and shit.
All the music you listen to.
But what I'm saying is this, is that that's like party super hard club music, right?
Yeah.
Her shit is about being the song she has out. That's my best friend. Like, that's not. It's not for me.
Yeah, she's 15. Why the fuck would you relate to a 15-year-old?
You seem to relate to her a little bit.
I don't.
I'm just saying.
When I hear
just
her
because
music,
Epic gives you a record
this is what
deal,
I'm saying.
It just gives you
I'm
a record deal.
That. I'm not saying that.
Doesn't mean you're talented.
I agree. I really don't think that. And they gave her that record deal because she was just viral. That's it. And we have to hurry up soon. But all I'm saying is, when I hear her music,
mm-hmm.
I don't immediately hear somebody who's like. Off beat or this shit is trash or this or that. Like when you hear like someone like Jake Paul, like there is no musical like whatever in
I understand what you're saying.
But when you hear someone like her, there's a noticeable difference. There's people who can do that and there's people who can't do that. Does she do it as good as some of the most talented people? No, she does not.
Right.
But she's not these people. And there's a ton of these people.
Yeah.
And the majority of the world are Jake Paul who can't do it.
Right.
You know, but she can do it. Is she great at it? No, bro. I'm not saying she's good. I'm not saying she's great. I'm not saying all that. All I'm saying is she's good enough and she's good at using the other shit that she has to sell music.
And that sucks. That good enough will get you there.
You have to have something to sell these people nowadays.
I hear you.
That's all for this one.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that.
You like yelling at each other, huh?
I think it shows to have because we would have that conversation in real life.
Yeah,
we've had it multiple times.
Tekashi conversation,
which I ended up winning. He comes out. He can never make music again, can he?
I don't think so. I don't know what's gonna happen with that kid.
That's what I'm saying.
We can't have that conversation.
No. We'll
these cameras are gonna die.
Yeah, they're gonna die.
Yeah.
But at Daniel Priori on Twitter and Instagram.
I don't back down from that conversation about Tekashi, by the way.
No. We'll have it right after.
No, but guys, go check out the Patreon, patreon.com/thebasementyard, to support the show. And thank you to everyone who's been watching the entire time, all 200 episodes. If you've seen all of them, thank you. If you go way back, they're probably not great. But, you know, they're there. So thank you, guys. We're going to rock out for another 200.
Hell
you
yeah.
Know what I'm saying? And probably beyond that as well. It's going to be lit. All right? So thank you, guys. And do I need to plug anything else? Go listen to the Stank Podcast and Other People's Lives. Santa Gato Studios fucking podcast network is about to be lit, all right?
Go listen to Bad Baby.